Good afternoon and welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. This is Father Stosh Daly coming to you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And this afternoon, very privileged and blessed to welcome one of our seminarians for the Diocese of Columbus, Sam Severance.
Hi, everyone.
Sam, why don't you tell everyone who's listening to this daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this afternoon a little bit about yourself. From where do you come?
Well, I am a native of Columbus, Ohio, and I'm right now a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. And I go to the Pontifical College Josephinum, and I'm in studying pre-theology. I'm on the back end of that, and I'll be entering theology this fall.
And how many years have you been in seminary?
I think when it's all said and done, it will be 7, but I've been in seminary for almost 2 years now.
Almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
Very nice. And when did you come to realize you were being invited by the Lord to discern a vocation to the priesthood and enter seminary?
I think, let's see, if I think back to 8th grade, I think that's where the seeds really were planted, and it kind of took off from there. I had a good religion / theology teacher at St. Bridget, Mrs. Lombardo, kind of challenged us to think about our faith in a deeper way, and you know, that was what really got the ball rolling. And then I went into freshman year of high school at Watterson, and I had Mr. Fry for a teacher, and again, he challenged his 9th graders to think about our faith in a more academic way, which was good. And we had like the saint of the day, and he would always tell us about a saint, and that, you know, like we had the combination of like the intellectual arguments of the church with the people who lived it out and are in heaven now. So it was a very good combination, and then that's really when things got going for me, and I started to think about the priesthood, but I was rather nervous about that, I think is the best way to put it. You know, as a young man, it's kind of different to think about your life being like that as moving forward and thinking about your future, and it's kind of scary. But you know, I kind of put it on the back burner and didn't really think about it until I was in college. And once I got into college, I started to really seriously consider the priesthood, and you know, long story short, here I am now.
You know, we encourage a lot of people to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. A lot of times you'll attend Holy Mass on Sunday in your parish, and that's one of the prayers of the faithful. And if it's not, it should be. So, to pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated religious life. Do you see a connection between the people who are praying at Mass, praying for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and maybe like the grace that sustained you in your vocation during those years when it might have been intimidating or scary, or you just had to kind of like work out the plans of it, the kinks of it in your head? You know, you said maybe 8th grade through high school, you were thinking about it, but it could have been intimidating.
Right.
Or when you look back now, do you see a perseverance in that discernment coming from the prayers of the people who are praying for more priests and religious?
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, just the people, the prayers, but also the people who, you know, the Lord put in my life to get me to where I am now. And the prayers obviously gave me the grace to kind of accept the call and have the courage to enter seminary. But now that I can say that I'm in seminary, I think the prayers sustain me even more than before the seminary, because like, if you think about our parish here at Holy Family, I mean, like you said, we pray every week for vocations, and I see these people who are so piously asking the Lord for people to serve the church in a priestly way, and just having them, and like knowing these people are there, they have my back, and they want me to succeed in my future priesthood, that certainly gives me courage and willingness to step forward and say, I can do this. And I know that I have a group of people behind me that are willing to lift me up in prayer.
You know, right now we have people tuning in to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this afternoon, and they're tuning in from a variety of different situations. Some of them are tuning in from their cars. Some are tuning in from their place of work. Some are listening from home. Some are listening on an app, on the website. And, you know, many of our listeners take serious the call to pray, and also take to heart the invitation to pray for vocations. I think it's good for us to just kind of take a moment to consider that when we pray for an increase in vocations, you know, we're not directly asking God to send us more priests. He's already called all of the men to the priesthood that we need. He's called the women to the religious life that we need. What we're really and you know implicitly praying is that the people who are called will have the strength and the fortitude to say yes to God's will. We're asking that the grace be given from the Lord to those men and those women who have been called to be strong enough to say yes, to respond to the Lord with generosity, and to basically give Jesus, you know, first dibs, as I like to say. If you, Sam, could say one thing to a young man or a young woman who might be listening right now on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio to this daily message of hope, who very much like yourself, you know, before you entered, you thought about it, you were thinking about it, maybe even wrestling with it. It could have been intimidating at some times. What would you say, what would you offer to that young man or young woman who might be discerning right now? How would you encourage them?
Well, I think that they need to, I would encourage them to put the basic things in their life that foster, you know, the Lord speaking to us. So, you know, going to Mass more often, regular confession, and just kind of increase prayer time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And then furthermore to that point, I would encourage them, if they feel a certain call to a religious order or the priesthood, I would encourage them to find more out about that, you know, vocation, because a lot of times the unknown is the most scary part, you know, because like, if I think about seminary, it's not bad at all. You know, it's, I love being in seminary, but there's like this stigma or this idea you have in your mind before entering. And I guess when I learned that this is what seminary is like, it's like, oh, well, what was I so worried about? You know, because I get to serve the Lord in a unique way, and it's fun, you know? And I mean, not everything's fun in seminary, obviously. I don't know many people, but you know, the class and stuff and gets to you. But I guess my point is, you know, I'm glad that I am where I am. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would encourage people to do, is to figure out more about what that kind of itch that you have towards a vocation, and move forward with it.
Now, where do you attend seminary formation?
The Josephinum.
Excellent. Yeah. And what are, run through a daily schedule at the Josephinum.
Okay, so
in general.
A regular day, we'll have morning prayer. We pray the breviary twice. Well, the breviary is five times a day, but we pray it twice together. So we do morning prayer together at 6:45 a.m., which will immediately be followed by Mass, which is usually like 7, 7:05, something like that. And we get out of Mass at like 7:45 at the latest, usually. Sometimes earlier, sometimes longer.
What's the breviary you pray at the beginning?
The breviary?
I know what it is. So,
well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the breviary is, so the Mass, the liturgy, is the source and the summit of the Christian prayer.
Right.
And so when you're at Mass, that's what you're participating in. But the liturgy of the hours is kind of what we do throughout the day to continue this praise and this worship for God. Is that how you would describe it as well?
Yeah.
So there's certain times through the day that you sit down, you know, in your morning, daytime, evening, night, and you pray for, I don't know, what would you say, like 15, 20 minutes each time?
And just kind of go through the Psalms, like the Lord did.
And there's usually the Psalms and then like a short reading, and there's some canticles, which are like some, I guess, monologues that are said in the Bible at certain points. I really, really enjoy it, and we'll pray that at morning and evening. But after Mass, we'll go to breakfast and, you know, have classes, and
so you are allowed to eat.
We are allowed to eat. Yes, there are days we do try to fast, like most Catholics, but we do eat. We eat well sometimes. Yeah. So, but after we eat breakfast, we go to class, and this looks a lot like normal college classes. You know, it's just like you have certain times you're there and doing certain assignments and whatnot, and then that takes you throughout the day. Typically, we'll eat lunch in between classes, and then the next thing that we're kind of, it's not required, but they'll have adoration at 4:45. And then from 4:45 to 5:30, we have adoration every day. And then we have evening prayer at 5:45, followed by adoration.
Nice.
We'll eat dinner together. And then after dinner, it's really just kind of like, well, it depends on if you have certain meetings or whatnot with formation. But most nights we're hanging out. There's a pub we hang out in, a game room and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's homework.
Sure. So,
you know, it really
now, what's the formation you refer to?
Well, there's what we call external formation and internal formation. Your internal formation is going to be your spiritual directors.
Sure.
So you meet with your spiritual director like once every week or twice mm-hmm. every week, and you guys kind of go over what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what your prayer life is like. You go to confession typically. And this is kind of a guy that you can go to for anything. It's whatever you tell him is between you and him. And that's, you know, like I said, periodically through the weeks, you can meet whenever, but
yeah.
Yeah. And then the external formation is a set of priests that are kind of watching you as a man and trying to help you build what we call the human formation of a priest. So, you know, what does a good priest look like? You know, he handles himself well in certain situations. He says things that are typically what the church teaches, and, you know, they're yeah. listening to you and watching you and trying to form you into this man you need to be and to lead a parish. You know, you're building leadership skills with your external formators, and you meet with them. I think I meet with mine every 3 weeks.
Sure.
And I can go to him with problems too. I mean, they're priests, so you know, they want to sure. heal and help. But as far as like prayer stuff, that's usually not stuff you talk about with your external formator.
Sure. So in the process of discerning the Lord's will for your life and going through formation and preparation for the priesthood, you enter the seminary, and in the seminary you have an opportunity to grow in your spiritual life, grow in your intellectual life through your studies, grow in your appreciation for yourself as a man, and how the Lord is asking you to make a gift of yourself to not only him, but also to the whole church. On this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, this is Father Stasiel, and I've been joined by Sam Severance, one of our seminarians for the Diocese of Columbus, a young man who has responded to the Lord's call to pursue him as a priest of Jesus Christ. And so we ask all of those listening to this daily message of hope for your prayers for Sam and for all of our seminarians, that they may be men of the church and men who are seeking the Lord.